You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, regular listeners of the show will know that we are on a roll with Soundwave Revolution artists. We were talking to about one or two of them every week, and then something terrible happened.
What was that?
The whole thing got shit-canned. But it's back as the Counter-Revolution, and joining us on the line is the lead singer of one of the acts of the Counter-Revolution, Terrible Things. That man is Fred. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
Not a problem. Now, where does the name Terrible Things come from, and why'd you guys choose it for the name of your band?
It was from the name of a song, and our album is about some dark subjects, and we felt like it was fitting to what we were doing. And it's actually a series of arsons that were in my hometown, that have since stopped, but there were about 50 in a very short period of time, in a few months.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I decided to write a bunch of songs about that, and we just, it fit us, and, you know, plus it's a nice badass name, you know, a little on the dark side.
It is pretty badass.
Thanks.
For those who are unfamiliar with Terrible Things, how would you define yourselves in your music?
It's very rock, and to me it's something that maybe a style you haven't heard in a while, and definitely not following the trends, unless you consider the Foo Fighters or something like that. There are definitely moments there, I used to be in Taking Back Sunday, and my drummer's from Coheed and Cambria, and you know, people know what those bands sound like. It is kind of for those fans, but it's for those fans 5 years later that have now grown up and they're not 17 anymore, you know. So
now, Fred, you did just mention that all of the members of your band actually are from pretty well-established bands already. Do you guys ever have any sort of internal conflict on the style that you guys want to portray?
It's not so much style. We kind of made it a point that we weren't going to talk about style. We were just going to try to write really good songs and try to, like, maybe write the best songs we've ever written, and if we didn't feel that way about a song, it usually gets trashed. But it was more, some people ask us if we had a problem sort of getting along, and there were some moments there that I feel like the producer really helped with, and obviously helped enough that we're still doing it, a year and a half, 2 years later. So that's been... There were some early on, when you've had success, you feel like, well, I know how to do this, and then someone else is looking at it a different way. But we were pretty good at leaving our egos at the door and moving on. So sort of like, there's a big mutual respect that we have, mainly because I put together like my dream group of guys, you know, like Josh Eppard's. Like, was always one of my favorite drummers, so I'm going to, like, listen to him when it comes to drum parts.
So you must feel pretty fortunate having basically your dream supergroup, yeah?
I'm very lucky. I mean, every day, you know, we just got off a two-month outdoor tour, you know, outdoor festivals and 45 shows, and honestly, I felt like the luckiest man on the tour every day because I love what we're doing. I feel like it stands apart from the other 65 bands that were on the tour, and it's a neat band, and it's new, so we're definitely starting over in a lot of ways, but it's been catching on, and I'm excited.
Fred, you did mention earlier that your first album, which was self-titled, it was a concept album that was about a series of arsons in your hometown. Was it difficult to write an album based on such an emotional experience?
Well, I mean, that's sort of what it is. I mean, I have always used songwriting as the way that I counsel myself and stop from going crazy. I didn't really set out to write this album. I needed to get it out, and I wrote a song one day and called Steel Town, and it kind of went on to another song, and next thing I knew I had four or five, and I was like, man, I should do an EP, and it'll be sort of dedicated to my home, and then it just kept going, and we went with it, and it's not so much a strict storyline as a theme, but it was I never thought I'd be the type of person to be able to focus on one subject for a whole album, but it was really actually inspiring, and especially because it was something I really, really cared about.
What has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Oh, man. Well, it hasn't been a worst time yet, luckily. I mean, you know, it's always based around those days when you know that, you know, there's a lot of these. You know, I kept calling home to the wife on Warped Tour, like, today was the best show we've had. And then the next day, today was the best show we had. And I really felt like people connected with that emotion that we have and that we put into our songs. And, you know, we do play with a lot of passion. And, you know, we've been doing this a while. So it's, you know, we're doing it for different reasons than we used to. I mean, in some ways, I mean, you know, it's almost back to the way we were at a very young age where, you know, we're out there, you know, because it is starting over, it's like, you better care about it or it's not going to last. And, you know, we're just, you know, we really love what we're doing and that's what keeps us going at this point.
What can we expect from Terrible Things in the years to come?
Well, it's definitely continuing forward as a, you know, as an artistic outlet for us. You know, we're working on new songs as we speak. And, you know, we hope achieve what we want, which is to get to as many people as want to hear rock music these days. I feel like there's you know, at least over here, there's a lack of rock, good rock bands. And, you know, I held up my guitar one day when at the Warped Tour when we were being drowned out by what sounded like a rave band next to us. And I said, this is a guitar. You don't see enough of these days. I was kidding, obviously, but, you know, we are trying to bring something back that we believe in and just good rock music with actual songs, not just something that's trying to get on the radio, but something that speaks to someone.
Fred, you mentioned you guys are writing some new songs. Does that mean there's another album in the works?
Yeah, and we're not sure yet if it's going to be an EP or a full length, but I kind of want to get something out really soon, so I'm thinking that we're trying to have an EP out by the end of this year. We have all the songs written, and it's just a matter of getting them on tape.
So is there any chance you'll be playing one of these new songs at the Counter Revolution?
There is. We do have a song, which we've yet to title, that we have been throwing into the set. We throw in, you know, we kind of change the set day to day, but over the summer we were also throwing in a song from my old solo project, The Color Fred, so which some people were excited about. So we just kind of feel it out when we get there, and if you guys know the album songs, we'll play those, and if you don't know any, we'll play all new stuff.
Sounds good. Now, Fred, out of the 20 or so artists that will be performing at the Counter Revolution, what would you say to people to come and get them to see Terrible Things play live?
Well, for one thing, you should show up early because I think we're one of the first bands playing that day. Honestly, if you want to see, like, just good playing, I mean, like I said, Josh is my favorite drummer. I really think he's one of the best drummers in rock, and you're going to see a passionate band. You're not going to see the band that sounds good on record and terrible live. Despite our name, we've often told we sound better live, and I'm real proud of that, and I feel like we're going to put on a great show when we get there.
Well, Fred, we can't wait to see you guys playing at the Counter Revolution. We're going to be there to see you rock the absolute crap out of it, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you. Make sure you come find me and shake my hand. I want to hang out.
We'll buy you a beer or something.
That sounds great.